basically even a couple weeks ago with Kids Day through the rest of practice this week? Has the game slowed down for you?
Yeah, I'd say it really slowed down a lot. I mean, it's a process. Early in the spring, I'd say it was probably going a little faster. When I was a freshman, sophomore, it was a lot faster than it is now. But, I mean, the more you go through it, the more it slows down, the more you really can think things through. And just things like that, it's really helped a lot. And just experience is the biggest thing.
What has the competition been like in just developing your game?
I mean, it's a good competition. I think me, Nico, Ruben have all done a good job in camp. And we're just all trying to make each other better. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Was there a point when I don't want to say the light came on for you, but when you started to sense that, hey, you're getting the majority of the reps at the first D, that maybe it's going to be that you're going to win that job and be a starter?
No, not really. I don't think so. I mean, we've all been taking the same amount of reps, and everybody's been doing a good job as far as I know, so there's never really a point where I thought that I had it, and I still don't feel like I do. I still have to go out and perform good every week or every day and on the games on Saturday.
Where do you feel you've gotten better in your game?
I'd say just reading things and playing smarter, being in a better body position. Just watching film, that really helps out a lot, just so things slow down a lot. And just so you're not in a big hurry, you got to be patient and things like that. So I think that's where I really improved a lot.
How do responsibilities change for you guys in the secondary when you go from being in like a base 4-3 where you have set responsibilities to suddenly, okay, they're going to throw a nickel package out there or they're going to throw a dime if it's like a third and long?
I mean, we do different things at a different personnel. But, I mean, you just got to know what you got to do. And, I mean, it doesn't change a whole lot. You just got to know who's in the game and the matchups that are in, and I'd say that's pretty much it.
Does he, when I say he, I'm referring to their quarterback, does he become more of a threat to run the ball, though, when you do change the packages like that and maybe you do have an extra DB or two out there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like he's a threat to run the ball anytime. He runs the ball. He's a good, tough runner. I mean, probably last year he ran a lot of quarterback draws or quarterback powers whenever we were nickel. So that's something we got to watch out for, but he's a threat to run at any time.
It's a total numbers game, the zone read. That's the whole scheme of it. Where do you find yourself? I mean, you find yourself in force? Do you find yourself – what do you find yourself reading there?
I don't know. I think the strong where I'm at, I got to be patient. I can't really rush up field because he can cut back any time, and there's nobody else really back there. Maybe the corner, but it'll be a big gain. But, I mean, I'd say I definitely have to be patient and just fill wherever I'm needed. I'm kind of a bonus player, or if it's run to me, then I really got to get down there quick and make a play.